to A Deeper Look in the Book. This program is brought to you by Bible Way Community Baptist Church in beautiful Irving, Texas, where our pastor is none other than Dr. Timothy J. Wilbert, Sr. This week, Pastor Wilbert will bring in a series of lessons out of the book of Proverbs. So get close to your radio and have a Bible ready, because we're about to take a deeper look in the book.
They're taking the sister away, but I ain't going out there no more, no 1 o'clock in the morning. One time is enough for me. Hello, somebody. Because I find out that when people get away from Bible Way in the middle of the night, the Dracula come out in them. They look like they turned to a werewolf. I was knocking on the guy's door telling him, hey, this the pastor. Pastor want to talk to you a little bit. Amen. Yeah, the police come getting me. The guy in there trashing up the apartment and everything. Throwing television and stuff out the window, second floor and stuff. And say, Pastor, you think you can talk with him? What? He just over there. They said, because if not, we're going to have to go in there. I said, well, let me go. And crazy me, I ain't never known nothing like this standing right in front of the door. Hey. This pastor. They said, get out from in front of the door, man. I ain't know nothing like that. I say, this pastor will, but. And then he throws something else out the window. I say, that's enough. Y'all going in there. Amen. I say, he must be on something or something. Amen. I told him, Pastor Whippet is out here. But that didn't work. A lot of times that don't work. Amen. I say, next time I'm going to have to bring my gun over there and say, hey, this is Pastor Whippet over here. Put a little bass in my voice. And as we learn in church Sunday, come out with your hands up. Amen. I get the choir singing that song, come out with your hands up. Amen. Amen. But when people are mad, they don't act like the little Sunday school boys and girls. No. Amen. Amen. And be careful, though, meddling in other people's matters, though. If you see people are down and, they done got a good tongue lashing, don't come there and meddle with them. Amen. 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 A lot of time we see folks that get a good tongue lashing or something. And a lot of time we say, ooh, I've been waiting on somebody to put them in their place. Huh? Yeah. But that ain't the time to do piling on. In football, when a man is down, when they done tackle somebody, they'll penalize you if you jump in there. And, well, when a person done been knocked down spiritually, that ain't the time to come by there and meddle them when they down. Yeah, that's the time to pick them up and kind of help them and try to befriend them. Amen. Patch up some of them wounds. Amen. Amen. And please, when you see people done got it good, don't go there and say, I told you so. That's like pouring salt on the wounds. And particularly if they done got, if it's your mate or something, because a lot of times mates be wanting somebody to put their mate in their place. But that ain't right. When they come home and they tell you how this person jumped on them, they be looking for some, if not sympathy, some empathy. Yeah. That ain't the time to say, I told you, I've been trying to tell you, but you don't ever listen, so you had to learn the hard way. No, that's piling on. I call that piling on. That ain't the time. They got it. It's just like getting stung by waltzes. A person that got stung by waltzes, they don't need their mama to tell. See, I told you, boy, you were going to get stung by them waltzes. They need, at that time, they need that alcohol. they need some attention. You can argue later on. Amen, but right now, help me. Because people remember, they remember how you treated them when they was down. Yeah. Like a madman who throws firebrands and arrows and death, so is the man who deceive his neighbor and say, I was just joking. Somebody tell you that you look like Angie Mama. She came up in there looking like Angie Mama. But you say I look like Angie Mama. I was just joking with you, child. You know you don't look like Angie Mama. then she looked like Daffy Duck. That's what's called meddling. How many of y'all ever got in a fight when you was little boys and girls for just meddling? Amen. I done got in a fight for meddling. Amen for meddling. Y'all don't want to tell, but that's all right. We'll go on a little bit further. Some of y'all got thumped in the head for meddling. Somebody almost got put off the bus for meddling. So, amen. I wasn't meddling, I was just joking. It's right there in the Bible. Y'all see that? It's right there in the Bible. Amen. But there's something even worse than meddling. Something worse than a lazy man. And that's gossiping. Don't gossip. And that's what he finished the rest of this chapter with. Now notice how many verses did he use to talk about the fool in this chapter? 12 verses, didn't he? How many verses did he use to talk about the lazy man in this chapter? 13, 14, 15, 16. 4. How many did he use to talk about meddling? 17, 18, 19. 3. But look, from verse 20 through 28, it's talk about gossiping. Talk about the tongue. So notice the second worst thing in the chapter. You got the fool, number one. Don't nothing top a fool. The only thing is there's only one thing to top a fool, and that's a prideful person. Or a prideful fool. And then after that come a gossiper. Look what it says. For lack of wood, the fire goes out. And where there is no whisper, contention quiet down. If you want to have peace on the job, put the gossiper off the job. Let them go on vacation a week. And if y'all have peace and quiet, you know who the gossiper is. Amen. And you got to be careful to even some family members. You can't tell certain family members certain things about the family, because they'll put it all out over the network. And see, in this day and age of internet and Facebook, let me tell you something. Be careful with Facebook. Some stuff don't need to be going up there on Facebook. You don't need to be talking about you had to go get Bubba out of jail. You're telling the whole world that Bubba was in jail. And you on there trying to borrow money. All on Facebook. So sometimes we gossip ourselves. We tell our own business. Amen. Look what it says. Like charcoal to a hot ember and wood to a fire, so is contentious man to kindle strife. Amen. You can tell. They just keep it going. They just keep it going. The words of a whisper are like Danish morsel. They go down into the innermost part of the body. Why is it that the gossiper stay in business? Because everybody liked to hear something sweet. It's just like a good donut. How many of you like Krispy Kreme? It's like a good Krispy Kreme, some good juicy gossip. Some good juicy gossip. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's delicious. They told me if you're on the phone longer than 10 minutes, you done started gossiping. Boy, there's a lot of gossip in this day and age of cell phone then, ain't it? Oh, my Lord. I mean, people can't even hardly drive without talking on the cell phone. People be going through red lights and everything. I know, because they just about hit me. Be going through stop sign. I said, baby, did you see? They didn't even see what just happened. They talking on their cell phone. Make me want to pray for them. Yeah, make me want to pray for them. Amen. Y'all thought I was, look at that. Y'all got to think better than that for your pastor. Y'all know I don't get into road rage. Mild man a pastor. Amen. All right. Verse 23. Like an earthen vessel overlaid with silver dross and burning lips and a wicked heart. Oh, my goodness. He who hates disguises it with his lips, but he lays up deceit in his heart. A gossiper is a good liar. Did you hear what I said? I said a gossiper is a good liar. They can talk about you one moment and then compliment you the next moment. Oh, yeah. They can disguise it. They can disguise it. Amen. A quick thank us. Verse 25. When he speak graciously, do not believe him, for there are seven abomination in his heart. Isn't that something? Even when they say something good about you, there are seven bad things they want to say about you. That's why I've been preaching to you, when a person shows themselves as a snake, believe it. Even though they may try to cover it up with a compliment, believe it. Believe that that person is still a snake. See, even a broken clock is right two times out of the day. So, I mean, just because a person may tell you the truth one time, it don't mean that that person done changed. Yeah. So be careful. This is how we get in bad relationships, is because we let almost anybody put anything on our plate. No. People need to prove themselves. And the only way a person can prove themselves is through time. It takes some time to really get to know a person. See, most of the time, when particularly in a relationship, man and a woman relationship, you just fascinated that somebody like you. You are. You just fascinated. You just fascinated that somebody is, you know, told you that you got pretty hair. And then they told you you got pretty eyebrows. And you say, oh, my eyebrows. You say, oh, I was talking about your eyelashes, but that's good too. He liked both of them. My eyebrows and my eyelashes. And he just even liked the way I eat. Why you need to go on and finish your, it's hard for me to take my eyes off you. Yeah. You're not gonna eat that. I can't eat. I'm getting full just looking at you. Now, the next thing you know, they're ready for the altar. Now, something is wrong with that picture. They ain't ready yet for the altar. Amen. They just went over to Popeye's chicken and had a good time eating Popeye's. And now they're ready to get mad. You don't even know if Buster got a job. He said he's looking for a job. Said I've been on 3 interviews. Something's gonna come up. Something will come up. All right. Let's go on a little bit further. So watch those compliments. That's how a person, you know, they cover up. Compliments sometimes is covering up stuff. Amen. Amen. Let's go on a little bit further. Verse 26. Though he hated, covered itself with guile, his wickedness will be revealed before the assembly. Everybody gonna find him out in time. Yeah. A lie can't live forever. You bring your boyfriend here to the church and you start dating your boyfriend, not only are you going to find out that he's a rebel, the whole church going to find out he's a rebel. Yeah. That's what this right here is saying. He exposed himself to the whole congregation. Amen. 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 You can only fool God's people so long. Yeah. Yeah. Sooner or later, somebody's going to get hip to what's going on. in the assembly of the righteous. That's why your boyfriend, girlfriend's making a mistake when they don't bring the boy home to see mama and them. You need to bring the boy home to see mama and daddy. Amen. Yeah, that's what you need. Now, make sure that mama is a little bit older than you now. Because we got a lot of this old Jerry Springer stuff going on today. So you may need to bring Rufus to grandmama and let grandmama check Rufus out. I don't need no further clarification on that, do I? All right, y'all done watched Jerry Springer. Y'all know what's happening. Amen. It's just unbelievable stuff. Amen. Look at verse 27. He who digs a pit will fall into it, and he who rolls a stone, it will roll back on him. Underline that. Highlight that verse there. You see that? It's right in the Bible. Listen, somebody's trying to set a trap for you, they're going to fall in that trap. Yeah. Yeah, they're trying to set a trap for you. Don't worry about it. They're going to fall in that trap. You need to just keep focus on Jesus. Don't be worried about trying to get back at people. Because, see, people out in the world, worldly people, you can't beat worldly people because they're good at being worldly. See, you trying to learn how to be a Christian. And so don't try to, you know, well, two of us can play that game. No, both of y'all end up in the pit. So just let that person try to dig a pit and you walk on by, but they're going to be in such a hurry, they're going to fall in that pit. Yeah. Look at verse 28 and we're done. A lying tongue hate those it crush, and a flattering mouth work it ruin. Be careful on compliments. And I said that two or three times tonight, haven't I? Because a lot of that ain't nothing but flattery. Oh, baby, I just love your long hair. And if you ain't got no long hair, that tells you right there. Hello, somebody. Huh? Somebody trying to compliment you. Oh, I just enjoyed that song that you sung. You know you didn't sing. That was the sister standing next to you that was singing. Flatter, that ain't nothing but flattery. And a lot of time, you know that you didn't do what a lot of time they was flattering you to, you know, oh, I just enjoyed, I enjoyed this breakfast this morning. You did, you like these biscuits? Yes, they was the best biscuits in the world. Well, don't be taking that compliment at mama cook. Sent down.
If you would like a copy of the message that you have just heard in its entirety, please call the church office at 972-257-3766. That's 972-257-3766. Or visit the church website at BibleWayIrving.org. That's BibleWayIrving.org. And come by and worship with us this Sunday morning at 11 o'clock at Bible Way Community Baptist Church. And tune in tomorrow as we take a look in the book. Yeah, yeah.